Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, another edition of Front Trenches Stock Car Scoop. Brian Nolan here alongside my man,
Adam Chief.
Adam, you got to go to the racetrack finally and cover the race for FrontTrench.com. Before we dive in, just very quickly, what was it like? How was it? How was it different than normal? Just overall, how was it, bro?
Well, it was great. I love being at Richmond Raceway. It's a place I love to go, see. I mean, the NASCAR races there, sometimes they're uneventful, sometimes they're pretty calm, but they're always entertaining. And there's always something going on no matter where you look at the track. Davey Siegel and I covered the race. We worked really well together. We got a lot of content out there. There was a lot of great stuff going on. You had the 9/11 20th anniversary tribute before the Cup race. You had the Xfinity and Cup doubleheader in the same day. And some exciting action in the last few laps because you had Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin trying to chase down his teammate. And it was a lot of fun. And I was glad to be back at the track. It's been a couple of years. And I'm looking forward to hopefully being back at several races next year for sure. Great time.
Adam, Martin Truex Jr. had a very quiet summer stretch, but he found victory lane on Saturday night. So my question to you, my friend, is after this race, do you think Truex is more of a title threat than before? And with Gibbs' overall performance in this race, do you see all four teams reaching at least the round of eight?
Well, absolutely on the Truex front, because he's picking it up like Hamlin is. And I think after that quiet summer stretch, Truex has a huge chance to capitalize even further. We're going to some tracks he's really good at. He's come close to winning at Bristol before. He's won at Vegas before. We're getting to a couple of tracks that are really good for him and that entire Joe Gibbs Racing stable. I mean, Bristol, Kyle Busch has won there a zillion times. And I don't see Bell getting to the round of eight. I think the other three will. But I think Kyle Busch can bounce back from these really subpar first two races. He crashed at Darlington, and he did get that top 10 at Richmond, but still he was on track for a much better finish than he ended up with the speeding penalty and getting set back there. But Hamlin, I think, is on a tear right now. He nearly won Richmond last night or on Saturday night. So I don't see Bell. They've been inconsistent enough to where I don't believe they'll get to the round of eight, but the other three teams absolutely will reach the halfway point of the playoffs.
Adam, Chase Elliott rebounded nicely from his disastrous pit stop, and Kyle Larson also had a solid run, but the other half of Hendrick Motorsports, not so good. Alex Bowman, William Byron, both had a rough night. So was this just a Richmond deal, or is this part of the stable of HMS that is fading down the stretch?
I'm going to say it's a little bit of both, because I think Byron still falls out either this round or the next one, and he had such a bad run at Richmond after that top 10 in the spring, and Bowman had a respectable run, but still not as good as when he came out of nowhere and won the spring race. But I think he's going to be okay after Bristol. I'm going to stick with my picks to be eliminated for the most part. I think they are fading a bit after that summer stretch, like six straight races with Larson winning three and Bowman winning two and Elliott winning one or whatever it was. Larson and Elliott are really the only two that have really kept up that momentum. And Larson had a really solid run at Richmond. Elliott had that rebound. But Bowman and Byron are just kind of there, especially Byron. He ended up, I think, 19th, and he was just kind of a non-factor. He was the lowest running playoff driver that didn't have an external issue, like a significant one, like Kurt Busch's crash, Michael McDowell's speeding penalties. But at this point, I think it's going to be the Gibbs show for the most part, the rest of the playoffs.
Adam, last but not least, there was a number of misfortunes that happened to some playoff drivers, among Michael McDowell's three penalties, and then Kurt Busch's absolutely nasty wreck. He had a vicious crash in turn number one. Adam, outside of McDowell, since he needs to win, who is in the most dire situation heading to Bristol come Saturday night?
Well, I did some stats digging, and Eric Amarola has exactly three finishes inside the top 15 at Bristol in the past 7 years. He is not a great track for him, and he should really be worried. He did finish fifth last fall, but still, Richmond, he's been pretty solid at recently, but that can only do so much for you points-wise. William Byron's only got one top 10 at Bristol. And on the other hand, Kurt Busch has won a number of times there, and so is Kyle Busch. Kyle's really dangerously near that cut line. Kurt holds the tiebreaker over Bowman. But I think both of those guys, this is going to be an opportunity for them to really capitalize and either lock themselves in with a win, which I could see Kyle doing more than Kurt, but I still see Kurt ran really well at Darlington. He was running really well at Richmond up until that crash. So I think he'll end up locking himself in. Bowman's last four races have been pretty disastrous, but borderline disastrous. I mean, Richmond wasn't awful, but Reddick was for the Bristol last fall. It's a very bizarre kind of back and forth. You know, Bowman has had a kind of a rough last few races, had a solid run at Richmond. His last four races at Bristol have been bad. So it's super all over the place. And I could see like five different combos of who moves on and who gets eliminated. But I think it's going to be the guys we expect. I think obviously McDowell, I don't think Almirola is going to make it. I don't think Byron is. I think he's too far below. He's had a rough couple of first races. So I think they'll be among those guys ending up on the wrong side of the cutoff come the checkered flag at Bristol.
For all the latest on the coverage that my boys Davey Siegel and this boy Adam, middle name Cheek, check out frontstretch.com. You can also find all the latest info on Adam's Twitter at AdamNCheek, and I'll try and retweet as many as I see at the Brian Nolan. Once again, at frontstretch, at AdamNCheek, and at the Brian Nolan. Adam, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Let's chat on Thursday to dive into the last race before four eliminations, this time at Bristol Motor Speedway. Looking forward to it, bro.
Sounds good. Can't wait. I always love Bristol under the lights, so looking forward to it.
Adam Cheek, Associate Editor, Lead Reporter for frontstretch.com, joins the program. Once again, at Adam and Cheek. For Adam, I'm Brian Nolan. Folks, have a fantastic week. We will talk with you on Thursday to preview short tracking at Bristol.